ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
ユイチです。
Peter here, Beginner Lesson Season 3, Gomi-san and Mangaland Part 4.ナオミ先生、最後ですね。
そうですね。パート4で終わりです。
The last one in the series. So can we have a quick recap of the previous three lessons? ユイチ先生、お願いします。
はい。先週のレッスンでは、ゴミさんと星野さんが漫画喫茶に行きましたね。
So in the previous lesson, Gomi and Hoshino went to a comic cafe.
明日は勤務査定だと言っていました。
Hoshino さん mentioned that they have an interview for work assessment tomorrow, which is now today.
今日のレッスンでは、勤務査定の会話です。
So today's dialogue is a work assessment interview between Hoshino and
部長
the manager or the head of the department. Okay, what are we going to be covering today for the grammar points?
今日は復習です。It's a review lesson.
We're going to be going over sugiru, nikui, and yasui.
はい。
All used as auxiliaries. Okay, here we go.
失礼します。
おー、星野くん。顔色が悪いけれど大丈夫か？仕事をしすぎてはダメだぞ。
いやいや、実は昨夜漫画を読んで徹夜してしまいまして。
何？漫画？
ええ、ナナを全巻と猫村さんを全巻読みました。大変読みやすい名作ですね。
君、ふざけているのか？君をニューヨークの駐在員に推薦するつもりだったが、そんな態度だと推薦しにくいな。
え、だって、え、部長は、漫画が…
大嫌いだよ。くだらない。
しめしめ、一人ライバルが減った。ほんとあいつは騙しやすい。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
失礼します。
おう。星野くん、顔色が悪いけれど大丈夫か？仕事をしすぎてはダメだぞ。
いえいえ、実は夕べ漫画を読んで徹夜してしまいまして。
何？漫画？
ええ、ナナを全巻と猫村さんを全巻読みました。大変読みやすい名作ですね。
君、ふざけているのか？君をニューヨークの駐在員に推薦するつもりだったが、そんな態度だと推薦しにくいな。
え、だって、え、部長は漫画が
大嫌いだよ。くだらない。
しめしめ、一人ライバルが減った。ほんと、あいつは騙しやすい。
今度は英語が入ります。
失礼します。
May I come in?
おー、星野くん。顔色が悪いけれど大丈夫か？
Oh, 星野くん。Are you feeling okay? You look pale.
仕事をしすぎてはダメだぞ。
You shouldn't be working too much.
いやいや、実は昨夜漫画を読んで徹夜してしまいまして。
No, sir. Actually, I stayed up all night reading manga.
何？漫画？
What? Manga?
ええ。ナナを全巻と猫村さんを全巻読みました。
Yes, I've read the entire series of Nana and Nekomura-san.
大変読みやすい名作ですね。
They're very easy to read. I think both are masterpieces.
君、ふざけているのか？
Are you kidding me?
君をニューヨークの駐在員に推薦するつもりだったが、
I was gonna recommend you as a resident officer in the New York office, but...
そんな態度だと推薦しにくいな。
It's difficult to recommend you with that attitude.
え、だって、え、部長は、漫画が…
What? But I thought… What? You don't like…
大嫌いだよ。くだらない。
I hate manga. It's worthless garbage.
しめしめ。一人ライバルが減った。
ハハハ。I eliminated one of my rivals.
本当はあいつは騙しやすい。
He's too easy to get around.
Naomi 先生、どうでしたか？びっくりしましたか？
だって私が書いたんだもん。
はい。ゆいち先生、どうでしたか？びっくりしましたか？
ひどすぎます。
It's too terrible what he did.
ゴミさんは腹が黒いですね。
ああ、腹が黒い。
いい表現ですね。
His stomach is dark.
Which means that he does dastardly deeds.
Evil-minded?
Yeah.
Or black-hatted?
Hmm, but in Japanese, the expression is black stomach.
腹が黒い or 腹黒。腹黒い。
Hmm.
He's like Peter, right?
ちょっと待って。
腹黒い。
腹黒い。
皆さん、ピーターは腹黒いんですよ。
気をつけてください。
Just kidding.
That's
because we like you.
You know what? I like it. ありがとうございます。腹が黒いピーターですね。
でも自分で言っちゃった。
でも正直言うと、なんかもう作戦通りですね。すごくないですか? Like, he executed the plan very well.
そうですね。I think that the expression Gomi used in the last line, しめしめ, is kind of funny.
What does it mean?
なんだろうな。なんか、something goes well, just like you've expected, this phrase is used.
So, for example, if you take a big test, an important test, and they post the results, and you go up there and you turn around, and you say, しめしめ.
ああ、違うな。なんか、it's used when you plan something bad.
ああ。
じゃない?
はい。
ヒーヒーみたいな感じ。
これから使います。I'm gonna use this.
ねえ、いつも使えるよね、ピーターだったらね。
しめしめ。
漫画とかでよく使われる表現ですよね。
そうですね。
This word appeared in comics and anime.
All right. Interesting new word for us to use.
しめしめと、
しめしめ。
腹が黒い。
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 あと、ゴミさん、ちょっとですね。でも、
You like him, right?
いや、星野が悪いでしょ。Like,
ほらね、ほら、ほら、ほら。
そんなに騙されやすい ?Like, he's that easy? That gullible?
I bet he's a nice person.
Yeah, too nice.
うん。
人が良すぎる。
いい人すぎる。
しかし、騙されやすい。
そうですね。はい。
Which is an interesting word. It's the word for gullible. And what's interesting about this word, I'm pretty sure that it's based on a grammatical construction that was just probably mainstreamed. Because damasu is to fool. Damasareru is to be fooled. Damasareyasui is to easily be fooled. Hence, gullible. Hence, another use of yasui as an auxiliary. Damasareyasui.
Or damashiyasui も使いますね。
Damashimasu, damashiyasui. Damasaremasu, damasareyasui.
騙されやすいといえば、誰かの名前が頭に浮かんできます。Like, this name just pops into my head when I think about 騙されやすい。
なんで見てんのよ。
It'll come to me. But for now, let's go for the vocab. First word.
顔色
Complexion.
顔色顔色
Next.
夕べ
Last night. Evening.
夕べゆうべ
Next.
徹夜
All night. Sleepless night.
徹夜徹夜
Next.
全巻
The whole volume.
全巻全巻
Next.
ふざける
Fool around.
ふざけるふざける
Next.
駐在員
Expatriate staff.
駐在員駐在員
Next.
推薦する
To recommend, as in for a promotion.
推薦する推薦する
Next.
Damasu.
To trick, to cheat.
Damasu. Damasu.
Next.
Kudaranai.
Worthless, useless.
Kudaranai. Kudaranai.
Next.
Shimeshime.
An interjection used when accomplishing something dastardly.
Shimeshime. Shimeshime.
Next.
Raibaru.
Rival, competition.
Raibaru. Raibaru.
Next.
Heru.
To decrease.
Heru. Heru.
Okay, let's take a closer look at some of the vocab and phrases used in this lesson. Naomi-sensei, what do we have first?
Tetsuya.
Around the clock.
Tetsu means complete.
Or thoroughly.
Ya ga. Ya means night. So, all night.
All through the night.
So desu ne. Tetsuya wo suru is the verb. And it means not to sleep at night or to be up all night. And the other verb is tetsuya de.
Which is an adverbial phrase. All through the night.
Tetsuya de hataraku.
To work all night. Ah, いいですね。いい表現ですね。
For students, like, 徹夜で勉強する。
To study all night.
Peter はよく徹夜で働きますよね。You often work all night.
そうですね。Mm-hmm. まあ、だいたい5、6時までですね。About 5 or 6.
すごいね。
すごいですね。
よくないですね。
働きすぎですね。
その通りですね。
次は
全巻。
The whole volume.
全 means all or whole. And 巻 means roll.
So kind of everything rolled up into one.
In the old days, we don't have a book. We have a roll, right?
Like a scroll.
Scroll, yeah. The story were written on their paper. When they keep it, they roll it.
So after one story is finished, it's all rolled up and placed. And then you continuously place the related stories next to it. So they're all rolled up. Not in one, but you have all the rolls.
Hi.
All the rolled scrolls.
そうですね。Now, first volume is 一巻. The second volume is
二巻.
And we usually use 冊 for the counter for books. 一冊、二冊.
Next.
くだらない.
Useless. Worthless.
For example, くだらない冗談はやめてください。
Stop telling me useless jokes or stop telling me not funny jokes.
ですね。
Yeah, I think 経験を基づいて like based on my experiences and trying to translate jokes that I knew into Japanese and get Japanese people to understand them. This is the word that I heard quite a bit. くだらない. Like the joke didn't make sense. So if someone tells you a joke that's not funny, you can say くだらない. But I also hear people if they're laughing, but it's just you know, just silly humor, they'll also laugh and say, くだらない.
Like silly. Ne?
Yeah.
It's so silly. Ah, くだらない.
So it can mean either one, but I tend to fall into the category of not funny. くだらない. Anyway, what do we have next?
手はダメだ.
So this expression is a phrase of prohibition and is used to tell the listener not to do something. It literally means it's not good to do that something.
怒ってはダメだ。
You must not get angry.
走ってはダメだ。
You must not run. So you have the verb in the te form followed by?
はダメだ。
寝てはダメだ。You must not sleep.
そうですね。寝てはダメだ。徹夜をしてください。
Stay up all night. Ooh, you have a future managing here. Okay, on to today's grammar point. Now, today's grammar point is a review of the three grammar points we introduced in the previous three lessons of this series. In the first lesson we had,
過ぎる.
And again, to indicate that something or someone does something too much, too excessively. Then we had,
憎い.
To indicate that something or someone is difficult to do something something. And then in part three we had,
安い.
And this is the opposite of 憎い used as an auxiliary adjective, meaning that it's easy to do something. Okay, can we have an example of each? First, we'll have sugiru.
この本は難しすぎる.
This book is too hard. Here we have an adjective. This is attached to an adjective, but not before we drop the e, as it's an e adjective. So the original word is
難しい.
Drop the e.
難しい.
Notice the shortened It's kind of hard to pick up, but 難しい, it's a little extended, that last E. So we have 難しい. Then we attach
過ぎる.
And get
難しすぎる.
Too difficult. Let's take a look at the auxiliary nikui.
あなたの字は読みにくい.
It's hard to read your writing. So what's the original verb?
読む.
To write. Masten.
読み.
Followed by
にくい.
Append nikui.
読みにくい.
Hard to read. Okay, and finally we have the auxiliary adjective 安い.
この本は読みやすい.
This book is easy to read. Root verb
読む.
To read. Masten.
読み.
Append 安い.
読みやすい.
Easy to read. Now, before we end today, I want to jump back to the auxiliary adjective nikui. What do we have again for the sample sentence?
あなたの字は読みにくい.
It's hard to read your writing. Now, nikui is used quite often, but a lot of times in colloquial Japanese and spoken Japanese, nikui will be substituted with zerai. And just all you do is swap it out. So, 読みにくい would become
読みづらい.
Same exact meaning. And it comes from the adjective tsurai, which means tough or difficult. When we append it to the masten of a verb, the ts becomes z. So, tsurai, nomi tsurai, tabe tsurai, difficult to drink, difficult to eat.
このチーズは食べづらい.
This cheese is difficult to eat.
It stinks.
あの人は話しづらい.
It's hard to talk to that person. And the main difference between zerai and nikui is zerai is kind of more colloquial, like used more often in spoken Japanese.
両方ともよく使うと思います.
All right, that's going to do for today and for this series. Don't forget to stop by and pick up this PDF because it has everything you need in there. Also, for premium members, you can review the grammatical structures in the Grammar Bank. And we've introduced these in previous lessons, so you can actually get a list of all the previous lessons that these appeared in. That's going to do for today.
じゃあまた.
さよなら.
失礼します。
おー、星野くん。 顔色が悪いけれど大丈夫か? 仕事をしすぎてはダメだぞ。
いやいや、実は昨夜 漫画を読んで徹夜してしまいまして。
何? 漫画?
ええ、 ナナを全巻と猫村さんを全巻読みました。 大変読みやすい名作ですね。
君、ふざけているのか? 君を ニューヨークの駐在員に推薦するつもりだったが、そんな態度だと推薦しにくいな。
部長は、漫画が。大嫌いだよ。くだらない。しめしめ。一人ライバルが減った。本当はあいつは騙しやすい。